Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for Those Who Grieve by Emma Dancy. Romans 12:15 says, "Rejoice with those who rejoice, mourn with those who mourn." Scripture calls us in Romans to celebrate and empathize with those around us. People are celebrating exciting news, and we join in the rejoicing. However, not every day is going to be a walk in the park. When others come to us in mourning, the response of a believer in Christ should be to mourn with them. And thinking about who God has placed around you, is there anyone mourning and grieving today? Are there people whom the Lord has intentionally brought into your path to pray for and pray with, to walk alongside, to cry with, to hold, and to encourage? Grief is one of the most difficult paths that people go on in this life. We often think of it as only relating to death. However, grief is loss. It could be someone is grieving a relationship that ended, or the loss of a friend, grieving a job, grieving a dream, grieving a wayward child. When we broaden our perspective of those wrestling through the losses of life, we will be more sensitive to those around us and what they are dealing with in the season. Definitely, we are to pay close attention to those dealing with great losses, such as losing health or loved ones. But as we pray today, remember that people are grieving smaller things as well that we can pray for and stand beside in. Let's pray. God, our Comforter, you tell us in 2 Corinthians 1:4 that you comfort us in our troubles so that we can comfort others. We've received such mercy and kindness from you. Enable us to pour that out onto others. Where we ourselves have experienced real pain and loss, help us to keep that in mind for others. Jesus, would you please be with those who are grieving today? We pray for those with with significant losses? Would you help them to feel seen and cared for by you and the church? Would you be their rock and their fortress in the storm? We know that you ultimately have allowed this in their lives and pray that they would be able to see you work in the midst of the trial. Lord, help them not to be hopeless or lose heart. Guide them with your sweet and tender words in the Bible. Speak life over them. Show them that they are deeply loved and heard. Help us to know when to share and when to be silent. Give us listening ears in their pain. Jesus, show yourself in a new way to them as their comforter. God, we pray over those who have grief but have not acknowledged it as such. Give them everything they need in you. Show them the areas of their hearts that they need to bring to you. For those who stuffed down grief, bring it to the surface and heal them from it. For those who pushed it aside as not significant enough, speak truth into their situations. Help them to know what to do. Give them awareness that you care about even the smallest of disappointments and hurts. Lord, we pray specifically over the widows. You have so many scriptures about caring for them. Help us to remember them in our prayers and our actions. Give us your words to say and guide us in comforting them in every season. We pray over those with other losses that they grieve, whether that be family or friends. Bring to their memories the truth that you are always with them. Help us to be the body of Christ and live out the love and compassion that you have for them. God, we pray over our own losses. Would you please heal us from the pain? Help us to know that you are working all things together for our good and your glory. Give us time to process with you and a renewed sense of hope. Reveal your intimacy in a fresh way. Help us to know your heart and struggles. Remind us that ultimately we will have no more grief and loss in heaven with you, and that you will wipe away every tear. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Randy.
And we're from Salty Saints Podcast. We're a theology and apologetics podcast.
We hope to better equip you to be salt and light for your community. We hope that we can help you to go out and be a reflection of Jesus Christ to those around you, to your friends and your family, and especially to those that do not know Christ.
To find out more, subscribe at lifeaudio.com.